The Gemara says on Kuf Chaf on the base, "Harei shehaya lo shem kosav absoro nizdam lo tefila shel mitzvah." That if he had the Shem Hashem written on his skin, that if he had tefila shel mitzvah, he could be toivel as long as the Gemara says uvlad shelo yishafshef. He shouldn't rub it because then he's ma'abed biyadayim. So you see that the heter, as the Gemara says, shiny hasna amak vavadatem eshmam. Min ha-mokom ha-hu lo sasun ken la-shem elokeichem. Asir hu da-asa ha-gvom ha-shari. Va-fil va-von and the-pligi ad-ri-hu da-haynu tam ad-esvilu da-tfilu bismana lav mitzvahi. But, the-pligi ad-ri-b-yosi haynu tam ad-esvilu da-tfilu bismana lav mitzvahi. Ve-ein lahat, so, that the only time that it's mutter is gram is mutter because b'makom mitzvah, but if there's no mitzvah, then it would be aser. So what would be the halacha of bringing in tefillin into if a person is a ward that contains you there? So whatever they bring in, ultimately in this hospital or this ward, they burn. Are you allowed to bring in tefillin for the chayla, so that he could be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin? So l'choy from this sugya, you would say, since they're not going to burn it at this point, you're bringing it in, is only a grama, and so therefore it should be mitzvah because the tzorech mitzvah. However, it could be that by mechikas Hashem, the Rav said, aside from the lav of lo sasum kein l'Hashem elokechem, which is a lav to be mechik the Hashem, there's also an Isur Aseh from the Pasuk, Liras Hashem el Hanechbad v'Hanora. And as the Ram says in Perek Yud Beis, Mehilcha Shvuas, Halach Yud Aleph, V'lo Shvua l'Shav b'Vad Asura, El Afilo l'Haske Hashem min Hashem Hashem Yuchodim, L'Vatola Asa. Hare HaKosav Mitzavah v'Omer, Lira es Hashem Hanechbad v'Hanora, U'B'chlal Yerasu Shlo Yaskiru l'Vatola. So Mitzvah would seem if just mentioning the Shem is an Isid Yirais according to the Ram, because of the Yiras Hashem, so Kavachoymet should be also to be Moichikis the Shem should also be included. But aside from the Lav of Lo Sasun Kein Lashem Kechem, you should also be violate the Asay of Yiras Hashem, and therefore the Rav said you should not be, you can't be Mater. Mechikas Hashem al de groma, because even though al de groma would help to obviate the lav of lo sashen kein l'shem l'keichem, but at the end there's still the assay liras Hashem hanechbad, because by mechikas Hashem even al de groma he's violating that. I that the Gemara says that if it's tefillas or mitzvah it's permitted, because it's only considered a grama. That's because having the Shem itself written on the person's skin, on his hand, that itself is a bizoyin for the Shem. So therefore he's not violating if it's ayde grama, the ease of Yiras Hashem, because anyhow the Shem should not be written there. But however, to bring it into the ward, which will ultimately be burned, that is a violation of Yiras Hashem. It's interesting, when Moshe has this tshuva, he said he was asked this shaila by Reb Yitzchok Huntner, and he said le'isa. He also does a tshuva, this is the first chelik of Chaim and Igros Moshe. He also mentions in a further tshuva that Rav Gifter, Zichron Vracha, also spoke to him about this, and he mentioned that Rav Gifter has mentioned to Rav Svara that it should be a violation of Yiras Hashem, and Rav Moshe dings up with him in that matter. But Rav Moshe does deal with this issue about bringing the tefillin in, which I said Rav Huntner asked him, and he does pasken l'isa.